Later today, Boise State University will host a reception to introduce one of its newest employees. Tom Michael moved to Boise in July to become the next general manager here at Boise State Public Radio. Michael's resume includes an 11-year stint at Marfa Public Radio, an NPR affiliate he founded in remote West Texas. That station was known for its award-winning news department, including a National Edward R. Murrow Award, and for attracting member donations from all across the country. In fact, half of its membership was from outside the listening area. I sat down with Michael to discuss his successes and his plans for this radio station. Let's start with your success in Texas. You built a station that within a decade of its creation had grown to sort of be a bit of a darling in the public radio system. And then you come here and we learn that you did so with a staff of just five or six people. What was the secret to the success that you saw in Marfa?
Well, I got to say, our listener members were engaged from day one. They really were a part of this. And it was a team effort, real community effort. It's kind of like a barn raising. So we were part of the Mountain West, Scott, but you got to take the Mountain West all the way to the bottom there in that little section of far west Texas. And our town was at an elevation of 4,500 feet, but the town was small. It was rural West Texas. And I think everyone kind of kicked in, everyone pitched in. They felt it was a part of the community. And that's important for community radio anywhere.
Lay of the land here is obviously a little bit different in Boise, but what from that formula can you take and apply to Boise State Public Radio in hopes of having similar success?
Well, I think strategic partnerships within the community, engagement in the community, and really bringing the listeners and the members along. It's really important that a large percentage of our listeners were members, and we did it with small dollar donations. And so I think that formula and also this, you know, merry band of brothers, this dedicated small team really focused on the task at hand, made it a lot of fun.
2 months almost on the ground here at Boise State Public Radio now as general manager. What have you learned over that period of time?
Well, it's great to talk to listeners for the first time. You've got a great staff. You've got a wonderful facility here, and it's a wonderful community as well. And what I've learned is I've learned the schedule. I've learned the personalities and the voices on the air and the people behind it. I've also heard from some donors, some people that have come to said hello into my office, and I met some longtime listeners. And as you know, when you're out in the community, you see these people, they tell you what they think about NPR. It belongs to everyone.
In the first 2 months, what kind of things have you been working on?
So we're looking at some strategic partnerships. We're looking at to increase localism, and some exciting things on the horizon that say we are here in Idaho. And also just getting to know the community better and getting out in the community, introducing myself and learning about the community.
What do you think ultimately can be the level that Boise State Public Radio reaches in terms of its role and its importance in Idaho?
Well, I think it can be and will be and frankly already is an essential community institution. When you go to other communities, you think about the things that contribute to quality of life. You think about hospitals and schools. And I think you think about your local public radio station. You think of the great museums in a community, and often the public radio station stands shoulder to shoulder among them.
Tom, I think one thing that we hear from public radio station to public radio station across the country is there's always more ideas than there are resources to fund them. You know, you've got web presence, you've got growing newsrooms, you've got podcasting now to think about different ways to stream the product. What are your priorities?
So priorities, first of all, making sure we're innovating frugally. You know, innovation often means stopping things as much as it means starting things. So I'm taking a look at all of our systems here. We recently presented at a conference, the largest public radio conference in the country, and the title of our session was Innovating on a Budget. So our listeners should know that their member dollars are well spent. We've got frugal people at the helm here. And I do think that you can do more with less at times. Like I said, oftentimes innovation is stopping something that you don't need to be doing to focus on things that are important to you and to the mission of the organization.
Really quickly here as we wrap up, you've got 30 seconds or so. What is your message to those listening people who obviously tune in to the radio station that you're now in charge of?
We'd love you to become part of the membership family here. We've got a pledge drive, a fund drive that's just around the corner. And it's important, I think, to put your money where your ears are and to say not only do you listen to the station, you support it with your membership gifts. And it means a lot to us and it means a lot to the community.
Tom Michael, the general manager of Boise State Public Radio. Tom, thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Also on the horizon, Michael says, are some technology upgrades. The station is currently pursuing a grant that would help fund improvements across the broadcast network.